Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 18th day of August. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 11, 17-34, and we're reading the easy-to-read version. In the things I tell you now, I don't praise you. Your meetings hurt you more than they help you. First, I hear that when you meet together as a church, you are divided. And this is not hard to believe, because of your idea that you must have separate groups to show who the real believers are. When you all come together, it is not really the Lord's Supper you are eating. I say this because when you eat, each one eats without waiting for the others. Some people don't get enough to eat or drink, while others have too much. You can eat and drink in your own homes. It seems that you think God's church is not important. You embarrass those who are poor. What can I say? Should I praise you? No, I cannot praise you for this. The teaching I gave you is the same that I received from the Lord. On that night when the Lord Jesus was handed over to be killed, he took bread and gave thanks for it. Then he divided the bread and said, "This is my body, it is for you. Eat this to remember me." In the same way, after they ate, Jesus took the cup of wine. He said, "This cup represents the new agreement from God, which begins with my blood sacrifice. When you drink this, do it to remember me." This means that every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are telling others about the Lord's death until he comes again. So if you eat the bread, drink the cup of the Lord in a way that does not fit its meaning, you are sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Before you eat the bread and drink the cup, you should examine your own attitude. If you eat and drink without paying attention to those who are the Lord's body, your eating and drinking will cause you to be judged guilty. That is why many in your group are sick and weak, and many have died. But if we judged ourselves in the right way, then God would not judge us. But when the Lord judges us, he punishes us to show us the right way. He does this so that we will not be condemned with the world. So my brothers and sisters, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. If some are too hungry to wait, they should eat at home. Do this so that your meeting together will not bring God's judgment on you. I will tell you what to do about the other things when I come. A big thing we read today is Paul is telling us to not be divided. He's telling us not to be divided into groups where one group thinks they're better than the other, or one group thinks they have the word of Christ and the other doesn't. But I think it really comes down to just believing. And I think the main goal is to believe in love, because when you believe in love, you believe in Christ, because Christ is love. So, and Christ commanded us to love one another above everything. So I think love and faith are the two most important things in our lives, because when we have love and faith, we get wisdom. And when we have wisdom, we can get more love and faith. We can get more wisdom. It just goes on and on. So let's pray that we will seek love and faith today. Dear Jesus, help us to go down paths, to go through trials, to go through battles within ourselves and battles within our spirituality, to find love and faith at the end of the day, to find love and faith that'll guide us to be wise, love and faith that'll guide us to have beliefs that are not divided. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.